Now, here is a call to hear, and it's called to hear something that I'm sure may be troubling a great many of us today, and we wonder about it in this day. And what we have here is the question that is asked in verse 5. And I would say that this section here begins with this question, and here it is, verse 5. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? Now, the question is asked here, and you wonder who's asking the question. Is the writer of the psalm the sons of Korah? Are they asking it? Or is it a question that is in the mouth of the self-confident rich? Or is it a question asked by the righteous who suffer unjustly from the hands of the wicked? And the ones that today are in want and look at the prosperity of the rich. I was a poor boy, and the only difference now is I'm a poor man, but I really was a poor boy. And I must confess, I've always looked at the rich with just a little bit of suspicion. I probably shouldn't do it, but I do. I always question their motives to begin with. And this is a psalm that just gets right down to the nitty-gritty, by the way. What about the rich today? What's going to happen to him? And why does God permit the rich to get by with so much? And they don't seem to have trouble like other men. And today there is a clique in this country that is made up of the rich, the influential. And at election time, they always come around and talk about us. And they really tell us how wonderful we are and how intelligent we are and how lovely we are because they want us to vote for their candidate. My feeling is that this is a circle very few of my listeners know anything about that at all. There's always a question in the mind. Why does God permit them to get by with so much today? Why doesn't God do something about it? Well, let's move on down in this psalm and let's read just a little. I want to read verse 6. They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. The important thing to note is that no matter how rich the man is, he can't buy salvation. I go to the same counter he goes to, and I've got the same price that he's got to buy salvation, and that's nothing. To him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. So I come up to the counter, and I don't have anything. And he comes up, and he's a rich man, but he can't buy it. And therefore, he's on the same par that I am. So he's excluded from redemption just because he has riches. That is, he's deluded in thinking he can buy it, that by doing something, giving something, that he'll be able to be saved.